Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're shining a spotlight on a local gym, Dynasty Epoxy. They are Kentuckiana's leading epoxy flooring specialist. They transform any of your spaces into stunning masterpieces. Whether it's your garage, basement, or any other living space, they've got you covered. They've been perfecting their craft for over a decade, and with more than 30 years of combined experience on their team, with twin owners Seth and Phil, not only will you receive exceptional service, but you will also receive double the quality. For your free on-site quote, call 502-264-8808. Dynasty Epoxy. Skip the headache. Call the best. And we're back, and we're at the Brock Bourbon Bar, and we... I have no idea why the hell I'm doing this. This was a bad idea from the beginning. I don't even know who the fuck came up with this idea, but this is St. Patrick's Day, and we're drinking whiskey. Irish whiskey and scotch. And one of them even has orange flavoring, so who gives a shit? Let's drink through this, and let's talk whichever one's the best.
Dye the beer green. And the river.
We got Johnny Walker Red, Jameson, and Jameson Orange. I mixed them up, I don't even think. That's definitely scotch. Oh, God, that's scotch. Bah. Yeah. Oh, God.
So that's a Johnny.
Yeah, this is Johnny Walker. So I'm starting with Johnny Walker. I don't know. Yep. Actually, I'm going to move it to the end.
All right.
Because I don't want to be able to not taste it for the rest of my life.
Oh, whatever.
All right, anyway. So
everybody's different.
Man, I can.
All right, this does not have a citrus note, so I'm assuming this is regular Jameson.
Yep.
We'll go there.
All right, regular Jameson. We've got a little bit of a... It smells like whiskey.
Yep.
Smells like Irish whiskey. Smells like a little bit of corn. Smells like some malt. Smells like Jared's mom. All right. What are y'all getting?
You're kind of hitting it all.
Jared's mom?
Wow. Wow. I want to get to the nuts.
Okay.
And I guess I want to get nuts deep.
Evidently.
But that's really the note that I was feeling. But I said I just want to get to the nuts.
I will say this is not bad. It's got a little sweetness to it. Got a little. I don't know that I get a nutty character to it, but let me get my
Jared's
nose.
Mom did.
Let me get my nose a little deeper and see if I can get a little nuttiness to it.
Too late.
I don't. You really getting a nut off that?
I did. But hey, listen. Don't be.
I'm trying to pick up what you're putting down, and right now I'm not. Barbara,
I know it's what hard you, what for you because you're drifting with this episode. But you got to anchor yourself. I just told you what I'm going through. Okay.
Absolutely.
But listen, I can agree or disagree. All right. That's the beauty of this podcast. Me and Barbara disagree all the time. I'm right.
Every
she's wrong.
Every single time.
Is anyone
I'm
getting
on.
Any other notes? Just speak to other notes that you
so
may be getting.
I'm getting some nice little caramel notes. I'm getting a very hefty, like malty, mm-hmm. like yeah. malted milk ball, like type, and without the chocolate, but it's just malt. Like
right. I can kind of get very faintly some sort of nut.
There's some like.
It, but I'm not quite sure. I couldn't pinpoint what it is. It's just so faint.
There's a light baking spice. I would call it more like on the like gingery like
yeah,
type spice.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, and I've never gotten this off of Irish whiskey before, but I feel like I'm almost getting like a stone fruity type, like really, really light, like fruit note. But I've only had one pull. Let me go back in for a second.
This is the fruit note.
But I'm not sure it's stone.
But it's not apple. No. It's yeah. not cherry.
No, but
it's like that. Really, really light, like dainty fruit. And the only thing I can equate it to would be like a white peach or like an apricot or something like that.
Maybe it is stone.
So that's the only thing I can equate it to. Like to me, anything else would be too rich of a fruit flavor. That being said, I mean, it's got good legs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a little bit there. It's got a good nose.
Mm-hmm.
It's very malty.
Yeah, it is really malty.
All right.
Yeah.
Dan is drumming. Dan does love music, by the way. He's got a fantastic, you know, audio collection in his basement.
Fabulous.
I can go with the malt too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, I'm done with that one.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Am I gonna go to scotch because the orange should be last?
Probably.
I think the orange might override
everything. The orange is gonna override everything.
That being said, I'm gonna probably vomit a little bit right here in my mouth. All right, here it is. This is what, Johnny Walker Red?
Yep.
I mean, you could at least got Johnny Walker the black, like black or like Johnny Walker like blue, one of the fancier Johnny Walkers.
I know.
We had to go entry level like Johnny Walker.
And I know we have other Johnny Walker.
Oh my God, the nose on this.
Because there's not a whole lot more because I've been hitting it.
Oh, this motherfucker's got the good shit hidden.
It wasn't hidden. It was right on the bar.
That's a dick move, Nick.
Yeah,
Brock.
But there's not enough to go around. That's the problem.
That's
There's a dick move there, Nick. Yeah, Brock. I know. All right. Oh my God.
Way fruitier.
Now that being said, the peat is not crazy on this. Mm-mm. It's got a little fruit, but man, that aftertaste.
Whoa. Yeah, the aftertaste. I'm gonna need some water over here.
Oof, Mama
Lucia. Oh, I think we can probably make
that
work. So
Dan's a scotch drinker. So that being said, Dan, what are you picking up, brother?
Hold on.
Yeah.
It's true, that peat, huh?
So this is not heavy peat. I will say that. That's the good thing. It doesn't taste like a flip-flop thrown in the bottom of the lake.
No.
That's been sitting there for a month and a half that, you know, your mom now, like, spit on and then, like, you then poured liquid over top of it and then drank out of it.
No, it's not that.
No, it's not that at all. But it definitely got some weird complexity on the Irish, like that, I mean, on that, not on the Irish, but on that like scotchy, like smoky, semi-peaty side.
To your point, I have consumed my share of scotch in my life.
Mm-hmm.
This does not have the kind of aging that I get out of a Macallan's or I can't think of the other one.
Was it Finnich?
Glenfinnich.
Glenfinnich.
Yeah. It's more of a young one.
Definitely a young one.
Yeah.
But not,
I get it.
But not as young as Ballantine, which was the scotch that I started with.
Okay. And I've never had that one.
Well, that's what my dad used to drink.
Okay.
All the time. That's how I got into that.
Okay.
From there to Chèvre's, which is a completely different kind of a scotch than
this.
Yes,
it is.
But this one is a lot milder than I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was going to
be a little bit more harsh on the palate, and it's not.
It's not.
So it reminds me of it, and I've had this on one or two occasions. What it's like, Cutty Sark or Cutty something.
Cutty Sark. No, it's not even close to Cutty Sark.
It's not
a fucking chance.
It's not as good, but like it's definitely a different monster for sure.
Cutty Sark is blah, 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 blah.
Cutty Sark is what you drink with a lot of ginger ale.
Bingo, exactly.
What I'm saying is, to me, there's not a whole lot of difference between that and that.
Like, okay, for you.
For you, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so Dan and I are in agreement on this. This is heads above Cutty Sark.
I'm going to agree with that as well.
Listen.
And heads below the Glenfiddich and the Macallans and even the oldest, the more aged Chèvres.
So
that's what I will say. Like, I've had a couple of Chèvres that I was like, oh, that's not bad. I've had a couple of Macallans, but I'm not kidding. These were like 50-year-old Macallans that I was like, meh, that doesn't make me want to gag. Mm-hmm. So that being said, like, this is just, it's just not my cup of tea, right? Like, so...
Hey,
it's definitely a little different. So
all I'm going to say is, the next time somebody gives you a bottle of scotch, you know where I live.
Dude, did I not bring the first one down? Immediately I brought it down. And I think it was like a 15-year-old Glenfiddich.
It was a good one. I'll tell you that. Nice.
So that being said, like, I mean, it immediately went from my hand to my car to Dan's house.
It
never even cracked the top at my house. So all right, last one.
At the same
one,
time, at least you knew where it needed to go.
Last one. Oh my God, that is a
absolute bomb.
I don't even know if I want to try this.
It's true. It's
I
like,
really don't.
It's signaling before it even gets to your nose,
I know.
Like what I am. Hey,
it's like part of me wants to like close my nose and then taste it.
listen. But
I will say it's got fantastic legs, though.
Yes, it does. I will agree, but
it is super light in color.
It also has that appeal of like that childhood medicine back in the day.
Yes. Yes.
You had medicine that was orange flavored?
Yes.
Oh, heck yeah.
I had cherry myself.
We had cherry.
We had either orange or grape.
Yeah.
Like orange, I haven't even taken a pull yet. My bad, orange. My bad.
So it does kind of remind me of that orange Flintstone vitamin.
Yeah.
You smell it.
Yeah.
But that's not a medicine. That's a vitamin, right? Like it reminds me a little bit of that. on the nose.
Okay.
Yeah, but when you're 10 years old and somebody gives you a pill, what do you think it is?
Oh, dude, Flintstone vitamins. I used to chew those fuckers like they were like Big League Chew, man.
Yes, but it's still in the medicine family.
Thank you.
X-Lax is chocolate, but it's still effing medicine, man.
There you go.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Alrighty. Here we
go.
Oh,
goodness.
That's how...
I still don't know how Nick Brock talked me into this bullshit.
That we are talking so much around this. It's hilarious.
All right. If everybody else is going to try it, I will too. I wasn't going to, but...
Yeah.
You have to try it. It's you're on the podcast. You have to try it. Like, I drink the shitty scotch. You have to drink this Jameson orange.
Well, the orange and the citron flavor is very dominant, and I feel like I'm tasting orange peel. Nope. In this a little bit.
And we're doing this while they're eating hot sauce and chugging milk.
I know. The peanut gallery is crazy.
Wrong with the peanut gallery.
It's almost like whoever Jameson made this for, they must love the fuck out of orange.
I know. It is so freaking strong.
Orange is like, I can't very, very prominent.
All right. I took a drink and it reminds me of the stuff I used to steal from my dad's liquor cabinet.
Yeah. Here's another take. Yeah, so, if you wanted to do Irish whiskey, but you were afraid of the taste of Jameson, this is what you drink.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So this is funny. It kind of reminds me of Mad Dog 2020 mm-hmm. Orange Jubilee. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Not as sweet, but like it's in that same family of like it's got that weird orange taste. It's got the alcohol-y taste. Man, that's weird.
I feel like this is Jameson's gateway right here.
It's a gateway drug, 100%. What's the proof on this bad boy?
You got to be careful, kids.
80? All right, Babs. It's probably like 70 proof.
How about 60?
60. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's typical for
Irish whiskey.
Well, no, it's typical for something that's this
flavored.
Yes, yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. It's regular Jameson.
I'd be honest with you. I kind of like the nose on this. I mean, it is a lot of orange, but I kind of like it.
It's because we romanticized it with the Flintstones. You're probably going to have some Flintstones vitamins after this, too.
I've never had a VDN that had this much orange on it, but like when I think of like VDN rye, oh my God, Dan's spilling stuff over here. VDN rye.
Don't move it.
Yeah, so when I think of the VDN rye, like I think of them being very citrus forward. They're nowhere near as citrus forward as this, right? But on the palate, like there's a nice distinct like flavor of orange and citrus, and there's a mild sweetness to it, and that's kind of what this is like. I think this is why I kind of have a weird kinship towards this, even though it's obviously like really, really, really super sweet,
it's
syrupy
over.
And orange. So I could see where this would make a fantastic cocktail, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I think in a cocktail it would be incredible. I think there's a lot of opportunity with it, but straight now.
Now, as someone who is trying to remain as objective as I can, the finish is the most pleasant citric flavors out of all of them.
Like, oh no, I think the finish is terrific. Yeah, that's actually oddly enough. Like it's got like almost zero hug, but like you can kind of the citrus kind of hangs off. What is it? The uvula, the little punching bag in the back.
Yeah.
And then.
Just hangs there.
And then it just kind of hangs there, man, like a hair in a biscuit.
Slow dripping.
Yeah, slow drip. Yeah. And then on top of that, like, it's just smooth. It's just super, super smooth. But then again, I mean, like, we're used to drinking barrel strength whiskey on this bad boy, right?
Yeah. This is like.
So drinking 70 proof is like, man, this is like water.
60.
60 proof. It's 60. Like water. So, I don't know. So, all right. So, does anybody. My favorite is clear at this point. I'm gonna let you all pick. I don't think that my vote counts because literally none of these are like things that I would go back for other than the Jameson Orange.
Yeah, so these are not your cup of
tea. This is not my cup of tea for sure, 100%. So that being said, if you got a winner, what is it? Barbara?
Johnny Walker.
I'm going regular Jameson.
Regular Jameson.
Johnny Walker.
I'm going to go Jameson Orange just because the rest of them just are just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I can deal with a little orange and a little sweetness. So I'll live with that and we'll just go from there. So
A little,
for sure. So anyway, that is our episode.
You want some more?
Absolutely. As I said, that's our episode of Bourbon Barrel Talk. If you want to find us, you can find us on Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. Send us any questions to bourbonbarreltalk@gmail.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, whether you're like Barbara and you like listening to like iHeartRadio, some crazy weird shit like that, or if you're a Kofi and you like, you know, iTunes.
I'm Spotify, really.
You're Spotify geek like me, Doug?
I'm a Spotify geek.
I thought
geek.
You said you were iTunes.
No, you're just misremembering.
Oh, I'm misremembering, you know. But anyway, and then Dan just, he listens to Apple. Whatever I send him, but he's an Apple guy. But this is Scott, Kofi, Barbara, and Dan, the man, signing off. Peace.
Peace out.